Okay. I'm going to say my greets, you know, trying to figure out how to get better with this shit. And first off, I do want to apologize to everybody, whoever does take time when they do catch on to my drift and start following me, listening or whatever, giving me appreciation. That I ain't no dumb nigga, but I told y'all from the job, nigga, I don't know everything. I do know a lot of shit, and I know when I'm wrong, I'ma write those things. So for the misspelled little bit of shit, whatever, you know, anybody can, every flaw I get, they gonna try to, you know what I'm saying, any flaw they, you know what I'm saying, they ain't even gotta pay attention to my shit, they just gonna see if I fuck up, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, for a couple of misspelled words, whatever, typos, plus I be, you know, shit, sometimes I be fucked up when I, well, not fucked up like that, but I just be like in my own little mode, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get my own comfortability, you feel me? Because I don't need nobody comfort me or nothing, you know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, you know, the little words, and like, for instance, opinions, okay, I was missing what, a eye? Motherfucker, why you didn't be an eye for me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Instead of telling me something, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't even worry about it. You got my message. You got the memo, you know. And the other thing, you know, about like, but ain't nobody said nothing about that. But at the same time, I'm going to say something and address it, because I'm not going to get on that fix shit. I'm not going to do nothing over or nothing. It's raw. It's live. It's real. It's me. Feel me? But that blog shit, I say blog like that because that's how I was going to make it. You know what I'm saying? But then I found this app and turned it into a podcast. So, there you go. There you have it. You know? So, everybody, good morning, good evening, good night, wherever it is, whatever time. My name is Dizzy, better known as Dave. And this is 60 Minutes with Dizzy. And like I said, I haven't got to the point to where I talk about like certain topics and things like that. I'm going to try to get on that basis. I'm going to try to start jotting stuff down. I just ain't got that far with it yet, because I want to see how I can do it. You know what I'm saying? I know it's going to be a time to where I need to write certain things when more people start getting tuned in and things like that. But right now, shit, hey, nigga, this is my shit. I say what I'm going to say what I want. I'm going to do what I want. Shit, hopefully I can make somebody laugh. Hopefully I can get a message across to somebody, save somebody's life, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, that's what it's about. These are for me, but y'all don't understand when I say this is for me, until y'all probably never accept that we are all the same, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all are me, y'all my peoples, whether y'all want to be or not, and that's why I have to relate these messages. I am the messenger, and I'm going to be the messenger until I ain't no more. But I wanted to get on the topic that, like I told y'all, I might talk about, which was the goddamn government. Motherfucking government. And it's probably won't be that long of a segment. Look, either y'all impeach this nigga, I'm assassinate his ass. That's all I got to say about the government, man. For real. I'm not playing. Fuck you mean, nigga. Tired of this pussy grabbing ass nigga. Something wrong with him. Nah, but for real, man, anybody that orange and shit, bro, he like the tangerine man. Somebody slap his nigga, bro. He done fucked up all the drugs. The nigga trying to take food stamps. What petty ass nigga wanna take food stamps, bro? I wait. The fuck? Food stamps though, my nigga. This nigga. And then he said it was a government shutdown. Say swear. Say word, nigga. It was a whole government shutdown. Then why I had to go to court that Monday, nigga? Fuck out of here, nigga. They should have been closed too. Ain't to the part of the government, nigga. That's the biggest part of them. Shit. Shit's crazy, nigga. This nigga, who you think you fooling, bruh? With this shit. I'm surprised this nigga ain't doing blogs and motherfucking podcast shows and shit. Nigga, all he do is tweet and shit. All night, tweet. He probably tweeting right now, nigga. 6 something in the morning, nigga. But yeah, like I said, people, I promise you I will get like more professional with it, but right now it's real, it's raw, and this shit is uncut as a motherfucker, and I do think that I'm gonna like to do this, cause once that I be able to get me a little fan base, a little crowd, then I will make my segments. I will take time to drawn out topics and things like that. Like I ask opinions on people. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll be accepting opinions and things like that, and going off of people's assumptions. What my first podcast blog was. You know what I'm saying? Because I was going to write that stuff down and turn it into a blog. See, this is what y'all don't know. Like, I was going to... That's how I do my thing. Like, before I even had this little podcast app, I already had those. You know? So, for me, like I said, I do talk a lot. I ramble about a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody who really knows me knows, like, nigga, David, that nigga talks, man. Like, I talk. That's why I decided to do this podcast. But at the same time, I don't just be, you know what I'm saying? I don't be lollygagging. I don't be out here just rambling, like, just on no bullshit. I be saying some real deal shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I really, really do, honestly, sincerely, in my heart, wholeheartedly, always, for the last, like, almost 8 years of my life, I've been wanting to just help somebody, man. Not like a homeless person on the street and no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Help a motherfucker. No, like, really change somebody. Like, have a person relate. You know what I'm saying? Because I already know. You ain't got to tell me. I already know that my life and 100,000 other people's life is so similar. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just said 100,000. You don't even know. A motherfucker probably sitting right wherever y'all sitting wouldn't even imagine or fathom that you can fucking help or save 100,000 people, bruh. And that's grapes to a gorilla with the numbers of people that's on this whole world. You know what I'm saying? 100,000 ain't nothing to 9.2 billion people. You feel me? Shit, they got almost 2 billion people in China, nigga. Fuck. But nah, seriously, man, like, I wanted to say that, like, I'm fresh with this shit, you know what I'm saying? But at least I'm not afraid, you know? I guarantee it's a handful of more people who want to do things like this that don't even do it. You know what I'm saying? You just got to take a leap of faith, people. Jump into it. You know what I'm saying? I know I be saying some shit, but look, take it like this, man. Nigga, everybody laughed when Bernie Mac said that shit. I'm saying, like, I'm a comedian, I'm an artist, I'm an athlete, I'm a father, I'm a son, you know, a motherfucker want to call me a preacher and shit, because they say I don't preach, bro. You ain't gonna see me up on no podium, nigga. Shit, I got 3 different Bibles, nigga. It ain't none preacher, minister, reverend, or abbot, for none of these motherfucking priests, and nobody be having them, nigga. Because they all got to have one, but I be having 3 Bibles, bro. The 3rd Jesus, that's by Deepak Chopra, by the monks. I got the Quran and the Holy Bible. You know what I'm saying? And I had to get them 3 so I can differentiate these people but show similarities to religion. You know what I'm saying? And it's so the same. Y'all just do not know, bro. Like, for all the people who, you know, is under that one God thing, but you know, it's different religions. Nah, man. How can that even seem real to you? You know? get that. But like I said, man, like I'ma always say, to each his own. Whatever floats your boat, keep it selling. I'm not trying to push my religion upon you. But motherfucker, you ain't gonna sleep on me, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. You better wake your punk ass up, nigga. Wake your punk ass up, Louisville, Detroit, New York, Cali, Texas, Ohio, wherever the fuck you at, Florida, nigga, Washington, Colorado, nigga, wherever the fuck you at, Wyoming, nigga, Tennessee, nigga, Georgia, Louisiana, everywhere, nigga, all 52 states, nigga, all the way to goddamn Hawaii. But for real, seriously, all jokes aside, man, for the ones who do really take time to see and can relate, I will try to even relate. I do appreciate you. Even the ones who don't. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna do nothing but make me go harder to where I feel like I gotta keep on coming, you know what I'm saying? To catch your ear. You know. Put you in my draft and take you under my wing. And I'm not no tough ass nigga. But I ain't no mark in the park ass nigga. No, none of that shit either, you feel me? Motherfuckers just getting older, you feel me? Like, it ain't even about that, bro. See, I got guns because I don't really want to fight no more shit. Fuck it. I don't want to shoot no nigga too much either. But I don't really give a fuck for real sometimes. You know, you just be having them days. Your nigga wake up on the wrong side of the bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell y'all all the time, bro. Like, just because I be doing shit like this don't mean that I'm better than you, bro. I'm not no better than you, bro. I'm not doing this shit to prove nothing to nobody. To put myself in a position to where I can feel like I'm better than you. Motherfucker, I'd probably be the one who get a little bit and be the motherfucker to help your ass, nigga. Like I said, I haven't got the topics yet, but you know, I'm still fresh in it. Let me get like 10 pies. You know what I'm saying? Nah, fuck yeah, I ain't changing. Let me get 10 blogs, nigga. When I get to my 10th blog pod, nigga, then I'll change it. Till then, it's raw, nigga. And they always gonna be raw, fuck it. I don't give a fuck if I write it down, nigga. I'm gonna leave enough space between them words to put some cussing in that shit. Let me tell you why. Because y'all think that shit is so fucking bad and ain't nothing but words, bro. I don't see about no cuss words in the Bible. Nigga, I don't even see the book of Jurassic Park in the Bible. What the fuck happened to that shit? Somebody cheat me, nigga. Hell nah. Fuck that. But, yeah, I wanna, give a shout out to this nigga, Dream Man, fucking your president. That nigga ain't my motherfucking president. Goddamn. After that shit happened and they cheated that chick, nigga, they cheated fucking Hillary Clinton and shit like that, boy. Nigga, I'm sovereign, nigga. My religion, I'm sovereign, nigga. My religion is sovereignty, nigga. I'm my own state now. Fuck that shit. Nigga, I can have all that shit. I don't need none of that shit, nigga. And if you don't know what sovereign mean, it mean you the king or queen of your own country. It's like whatever your vicinity is. It's like, and that's a real deal shit. Look it up. You know what I'm saying? The religion to sovereign is sovereignty. You know what I'm saying? It even come with a religion, man. Like you don't have to give in to nothing that they giving you, man. I swear. Nigga, why you think all they do is show you on movies and shit how not to get away with something? Like, you get a movie every once in a while, you see a nigga get away with robbing a bank, but they all die at the end or get fucked up or something like that, which ain't true. I mean, all movies are true to certain extents, but they fantasize, you know what I'm saying, for entertainment and shit like that. Because what do you think I don't give a fuck if it's just a TV show, you know what I'm saying, like a kid sitcom or some shit like that. Like, the only thing that's real, real fake is fucking reality TV. That shit is not real. No what, shape, form, or fashion, bro. I swear to God, they cut, edit, paste so much shit on that shit is ridiculous. all the goddamn lights and shit. Like, I wouldn't even be able to do that shit. For real. Niggas be coming out of set high in the motherfucking shit, nigga. Plus, you know, they got them motherfuckers, they got a little desert. You know, they be getting all the drugs, nigga. And another thing, like, for real, seriously, people, let me break something down to y'all real quick. Some on this little, because, I mean, it don't offend me, but I'm pretty sure it might be a person that does something out here that's, you know what I'm saying, that can't, feel like they can't open up, or, you know, gotta maneuver around certain obstacles and people and shit because they don't want to be judged when they still, like, I don't. Ask a motherfucker for shit. They go out, they get whatever the fuck they get. And they don't, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no nigga out here supporting they shit, bro. Listen. What drug you do, nigga? Is it sex? You watch porn? Huh? But you like big bitches, nigga? For you women. What y'all sex addicts? What y'all like food? Y'all eat when y'all mad? Huh? Gossiping and shit? You know? What you do? Watch TV, huh? All that shit is sinning, bro. All that shit is drugs. You want me to tell you the worst drug you can ever have, my nigga? This worse than, what's the worst drug right now? Probably fucking heroin. Worse, they gotta be heroin. Yeah, worse than heroin, nigga. Motherfucking love. And guess what you women do? Play with that shit all day, like it ain't shit. He'll take a nigga heart out of his body and kick it around on the ground. Dirt all on it. Try to pick it up and give it back to him. You think that nigga want that dirt ass heart? Bitch, you can keep that shit. My man, I'm straight. I got my man in. I'm good without it. The fuck? Kick that motherfucker in the corner. I don't even need that motherfucker no more, for real. Shit. Take that shit. Use it for some extra blood or something. Put it on the black market. Bitch, get you some money. That's what you want. Should I tell her, take my heart, girl. Put it on the black market, get you a couple bands, that way you ain't gotta say your pussy for about 3 years, 2 years, I don't know. But nah, bitches be shopping, so I give her like 8 months. And she got some, you got about 50 bands, she be like 8 months and be gone, you feel me? She done went and got a new Kia, you know what I'm saying? Nice apartment, all kind of furniture from fucking furniture liquidators and shit. Nails on fleek, nigga. She done bought about fucking 30 packs of hair. Got hair in the closet on standby and shit. Bitch, be natural. Bitch, you can save so much money, bitch, if you ain't buying them Lee press on toenails and fingernails and eyelashes and motherfucking, you know, that's a sin too. Bitch, you ain't even who you are. It's a disguise. You know how that shit come off at night? When you wake up, you ain't that same person. Bitch, you done took your lips off. You done took your whole motherfucking cheeks, your eyes off. You done took your eyes out, your eyelashes off. You done took your lips off. Come on, man. You done took your whole hair out. Damn. Like, goddamn. Be natural. And you know, them motherfucking, what are they? Fucking Malaysia. Where her come from in Malaysia? You know, they say they only, they say y'all doing them dirty. They don't even want that shit to be over here. Y'all stealing. They said they can't come over here. They don't want their hair to come over. I swear to God, look that shit up, bro. Y'all, and they try and get y'all, but you know, Trump, this orange ass nigga, somebody need to slap the fuck out this nigga. This nigga fucking up everything. I'm talking about for real fucking up everything. To the point of, I'ma just go assassinate this nigga my goddamn self, nigga. Shit, Mark Wahlberg shooter, nigga. Hit that nigga for 500. Hey, have you ever been to Washington, D.C., bro? How is it so many homeless people right there across the street from the fucking White House? That's horrific. For real, that's sad as fuck. This bitch ass nigga worry about keeping goddamn motherfucking Mexicans out of here. How about to build a wall? Bitch, you build a 50 foot wall. They gonna get over with a 55 foot ladder, nigga. get up to the top and hang that motherfucker right over on the other. As a matter of fact, bitch, how you gonna build a wall and these niggas got planes like they ain't got no airports and shit? Who the fuck you keeping now, nigga? Where are you trying to go with this? That's all I don't get. The fuck is a wall gonna do, my nigga? This nigga said build a wall. Bitch, now you think you got me thinking you about to be on some zombie apocalypse shit, bitch. What you building a wall for? I seen the movies, nigga. This nigga, there's something going on in Washington. They ain't trying to tell a nigga. Sorry, bitch. Cause I'm from Kentucky. But we keep a full clip. Some revolvers and shit. The rifleman, nigga. Bitch. Fucking way. But nah, seriously, people, like, for real, man, quit judging your family members, man. If you're not trying to help them, if you think that they got an addiction or a problem with what they're doing and they can't control it, not if they don't want to or something like that. If they're out of hand, like, you know how motherfucking junkies be and motherfucking heroin addicts and shit, nigga, nodding and, you know what I'm saying, they ain't got, you know what I'm saying? Like, if a motherfucker is really sick and all you can do is talk about them, you need to change your life. I'ma just be honest and brutal and tell you. You need to sit the fuck down somewhere and worry about the fuck you got going on. If you got kids, take care of that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no kids and pets, take care of that shit. If you ain't got nobody but yourself, listen. You ain't doing no better than them, because everybody talking about somebody just got something to hide about their goddamn self. So know that. See, I ain't dumb to the fact. Like, I've been here for a long time. It's going to be a long, longer time that I got to go. But that shit, man, that shit ain't right, bro. Like, I ain't even going to let you feel like you good, feel good about yourself. And for anybody that got something to say to me, I swear to God, you said to my face, I'm gonna make you feel as big as a penny, nigga. Fuck you mean? Because I'm gonna agree to everything you say. You ain't gonna have no win. No win. Then I'm gonna tell you something about yourself that you don't even think I know. Kill your whole body out. Your whole mindset. Motherfucker say anything about me, I'm be like, yep, and? I told you, nigga. How you think you know? Fuck you mean? And if you hearing it from somebody else, if you don't go get that person, and all of us is in a huddle right there to where they can say it in my motherfucking face, yeah, y'all can lie together. So all that petty shit, man, motherfucker better get it off the roof, nigga. I'm not playing with these motherfuckers, bro. Like, the only reason why I feel how I feel right now, though, for one, this Trump administration shit is getting on my goddamn nerves. I'm tired of this shit, nigga. You know, you're going too far with this shit, bitch. You talking about building a wall? Ain't you trying to take food stamps? Now, y'all know this nigga just said he gonna put a cut back on Social Security and disability and shit. Even though they denied me 12 motherfucking times, bitch, I might not still be able to get it. Fuck. Right when I'm about to cut the check, this nigga gonna cut the shit in half, nigga. They're gonna be like, yes, Mr. You're gonna, your word's gonna get fucking $745 a month. Now we can only give you $362, like, in taxes. What the fuck do you mean, nigga? Yeah, you came at the end of it. We're running out of money. Bitch, y'all burn money every fucking day. I can name 3 banks right now, nigga. 2 of them is this big federal trust funds, nigga. One of them's in New York and one of them's in California, nigga. To where they burn at least $30 million, nigga, of unmarked money, nigga. So how the fuck you running out of money, nigga? If you burn that shit. Money, that deficit, that shit doesn't mean anything. That currency shit is fake. It's fake as fuck. It should be fake as a $2 bill. How you gonna make a $2 bill and you ain't make all the goddamn rest of the numbers? Bitch, should have just been playing like Monopoly. Shit, man. Fuck. That nigga got a $2 bill. Like, I just want a $4 bill. Fucking whole bunch of $4 bills. Nigga said a foes. Give me a whole bunch of foes, dollar bills, nigga. Fuck it. Give me some foes for foes, nigga. I ain't gotta get no change back or nothing, nigga. Yeah, nigga. I got four dollar bills. Give me four for foes, nigga, and I ain't got no taxes, nigga. Fuck you, man. $2 bill. Alright, nigga, they got $1 million certificates, though. You don't see no... Hey, and that's the thing, though. Like, all these niggas with this money and shit, like, when they hold that money up to they earn shit on them pictures, shit on these videos and shit, nigga, why they ain't... You niggas ain't got no money, nigga. Bitch, I know what money look like, nigga. Don't look like that, nigga. Shit. Nigga, they got $1 million certificates. You don't see no nigga out there holding up none of them $1 million certificates, huh? Nigga, fuck you mean, nigga? You got a rape, but you ain't got $1 million certificate. They supposed to be like the new bills and shit, nigga. No, but we're gonna give them to you, but you gotta keep them in the bank. Hold on, bitch. Fuck you mean? I can't take them to my house. No, these are too delicate. The paper on these come from Spain. The fuck you mean? Nigga, it's J.G. Wentworth, nigga. It's my money and I want it now, nigga. Nigga gonna tell you, nigga, well, how your bank account's set up, you know. We gotta transfer this savings over into you. Nigga, get the nigga. Yeah, alright. Somebody finna get shot today, nigga. Not playing. Come back in there. I'ma leave. I'ma leave. Like, that's cool, alright. Just give me what you can give me. I'll be back later. Next week or something. Yeah. Come back in that motherfucker about an hour later and rob the shit out of him. Taking everybody goddamn money, nigga. The fuck you mean? Then I'm gonna slide a slip and I want them certificates. Why does he know about nigga Laverto? Fuck. Nah, but seriously, people, like, it's like, man, what is the world coming to where you try to be good in a world that's built for evil? You try to stay sane around a whole bunch of insane people, you know, and everything that you build up is only tore down, it's just demolished, they just gonna tear you down. I don't see how people can get up 5, 8, 6, 7 if you do days a week and go to work. Come home. Get out of your car. Go into your home. Fix some food if you're going to fix something or not. Whatever. Every day. To the point of the fact to where you cannot focus on nothing but yourself. And what if God was one of us? Do you really think you could see him? Because I hate to bust your bubble, but you know, he's not just at a church on a Sunday. Actually, I don't even think that he likes churches, bro. Because they not for him. I mean, yeah, his word is there. But they done twisted and put so many words with his words, man. That's like, you know how you'll be like, that ain't what I said. You reworded my shit. You don't think he say that, bro? You know you done said some shit like that. You know, I said something like that, but I ain't say it like that. Like, for real, understand this, man. Like, why do y'all think it'll be okay? Because that Bible tell you so? So, when you was looking up in your King James Holy Bible, and I'm not taking nothing from nobody or nothing. I just want to understand. I just want people to understand. Like, if that's, listen, if you're a Mormon and you got the Book of Mormon, so be that. If you're a Muslim and you got the Quran, so be that. But do not downplay or criticize the next person because they not carrying the same book as you. Let me tell you how far you are from racist. You a racist ass religion. You gonna tell somebody they not the right religion because they worship a different messenger. Yeah, all right. Good luck. Have fun with that. Shit. For real, tell you the truth, I need to get that shit out y'all head anyway. That's why I like to ask people shit like that. Like, man, what color are you? I say it out of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? Just spontaneous for a motherfucker, just to see. So when I hit them with what I'm going to hit them with, will it enlighten them? You know what I'm saying? I will it make them mad? You know what I'm saying? Will they have something good to say? I will it really think about what I just said? Like, I'd be like, what race are you? They'll be like, oh, I'm white. Be like, damn, nigga, I would expect you to say Caucasian. That's what the paper say. But nah, be like, I'm white. I'm white. What color do I look like? I mean, shit, do I look off white? Do I look tan? Am I peach, goddammit? Am I tangerine, man? All right, that nigga ain't nobody's color. He got that only shade, nigga. That's what money do for you, nigga. You can get a color, nigga, that don't nobody got, nigga. The fuck you talk about, nigga? This nigga's a tangerine. That nigga like a tangerine, bro. That nigga's orange as fuck, bro. Come on, bro. Where they even get the body spray for that? The body spray for that shit, bro. This nigga, come on, bro. It's gotta be like a fucking... This nigga's putting on fucking cars for... This nigga putting on spray paint for cars on his body type shit, bro. This nigga's a whole metallic armor walking. Like, a nigga get shot in his head, that bullet gonna bounce straight off, bro. This nigga, it gotta be something to that color, bro, I swear. This nigga can turn invisible at night or some shit. I don't know. Fuck, glow in the dark or something. Fucking, who wants a color? Man, that's what money do for you. You can get a color in this world that don't nobody get, bro. This nigga's an alien. Look, he's already showing y'all, nigga. He's ready. Yeah, nigga be, man. But nah, for real. Back to what I was saying, though. Like, motherfucker be like, I'm white. Then you know you racist, right? Because that's why races was started. Off of race. You know, they turned it into different races. Because at first they didn't have no colors. It was just the light out of dark one. Whatever national, you know, like whatever, nationality, I guess, to say that a person was like, just say like back in them Jews and Hebrew days and things like that. And, you know, they still hear Africans, you know what I'm saying? You know, they was Egyptians, though, then. You know, and I just don't get how a person can indulge into this stuff when, well, I do see how, but at the same time, if a person like me gave somebody anything and was all the way serious and 100 about it, they try to turn me down or they just gonna try to steal my joy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess we in a world where nobody's supposed to be happy. You can't show that you happy. But fuck you, nigga. I'm gonna tell you like this. Dave told me to tell you eat a dick, nigga. You better get the fuck out of here with that shit. It's 2019, better be 2020, nigga. Shit. Alright. Might not execute no kids, nigga, but I execute a dog like a motherfucker, nigga. balancing out the fucking world. I told you I'm spiritual, bro. I'm the messenger. I'm not playing. But nah, all jokes aside, though, man. Like, I don't be shooting nobody for no reason and shit like that. Like, I ain't like that. Like, if a motherfucker know me, bro, they know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I explain it for the people who don't know. I ain't the type of nigga that's gonna just. I mean, you know, my hands is not clean whatsoever. But at the same time, just give me a little time, I'ma clean them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not no fucked up individual, bro. And on that note, like, I've been praying for y'all, man. I'ma keep praying for y'all. Cause the other day, man, like, I was talking to this little chick or whatever, man. And you know me, I'm a gentleman too. See, my mama brought me up to be a gentleman, but my family full of women anyway, so I know what women are. Women 101, they gotta tell you everything you wanna know. But when it comes to like fucking this race shit, man, and I just. All I can do is pray. But then, now that I got this podcast thing going, I can express myself and hopefully it gets to somebody. Because somebody's gonna have to put an end to this shit eventually, soon, somehow, man. Cause I'm telling you, if they take out the whole middle class, nigga, that's you. You listening right now. And me, nigga, none of us are poor. We're middle class people, bro. They're just deceiving us. And all I really honestly want, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. No bullshit, no sugarcoat, no jokes aside. All I really want, man, is to see my kids grow old. That's it. I don't know, you know what I'm saying, but on some real deal, I get to watch them, I get to experience that, you know what I'm saying? But be that as it may, man, listen, if it does, it does, if it don't, it don't, to each his own. So I know I be talking about a lot of shit, man, like right now, I just, say a few things, but I'm gonna turn it into a whole segment. You know me. Eventually, I'm about to, you know, because I've been feeling a certain type of way here lately, man. Like, it's like nothing that I do ever amount to any kind of goodness. Well, I know that's wrong, but because motherfucker got me fucked all the way up. But I'm just saying my feelings, man. Before you can control your feelings, you gotta let them flow like a river. You know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta see what you're dealing with. I can hear me saying that to somebody. They say, shut the fuck up. That's all they want me to do, bro. Like, man, if you don't sit the fuck back and listen, I'll take your ass to sleep or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, man. Man, I'm going to tell you like this. In this world, where a nigga like me, that's what I was gonna say when I was talking to this chick, man. It's fucked up that I got to say this shit like this, even though after a period of time I was just talking about it. But this world is fucked up. This street is fucked up. It's everything. But I'm just like, why would a motherfucker be the only person? That one person can get I know, I don't know if nobody told you today, but you know what I'm saying, pretty whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like,